Hello, and welcome to Fruitcast, the official fruit logistica podcast brought to you by Fruitnet. My name's Carl Collin, and I'm speaking to you live from Berlin at Fruit Logistica, the world's leading fresh produce trade show. In this episode, we're looking to Eastern Europe, specifically Poland, and considering the emerging role that the country's playing in the global fruit and vegetable market, I'm delighted to be joined by Jan Nowakowski, who is the owner and manager of Genesis Fresh, and Dominika Kozaszewska, president of Polski Jagody. Thank you for joining us here on Fruitcast to kind of discuss how Poland's become a major supplier in fresh produce.
Thank you, Karen.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, so let's dive straight into it. So Eastern Europe, as a wider area, but specifically Poland, has seen some really impressive growth in exports over the past decade. What are the main factors that have kind of driven this rise? And also, what makes Poland stand out compared to other suppliers?
I think you're right. And actually, I think that Poland could be called the berry garden of Europe. Because about 50% of the total acreage of berries out of the whole of EU is planted in Poland. And we produce around 26% of the total volume produced in Europe. Having said that, quite a large portion of that is frozen fruit. And Poland is the biggest world's exporter of frozen berries. And how it came to be? First point is definitely a really long tradition of growing soft fruit. So these are already generations of farmers. So a lot of experience in that area. We also have quite favorable natural conditions, meaning soil and climate. I know climate is right now maybe more disputable than it used to be, but thanks to that, we have probably the widest variety of berry fruit in the whole world. So experience, the conditions. In the meantime, especially after we joined the EU, we were able to profit from EU funding and also our own investments to develop excellent state-of-the-art infrastructure for preparing this fruit. And thanks to that, we started adding value. Because before, Poland was basically a producer of fruit for someone else to add value to. So what we've been trying over the years, and the last 10 years are a very good example of a very fast development of that. We are really adding value to the fruit, preparing the fruit for Western European and other consumers. And hence, because we are able to do that, we are able to export it. For example, Polish blueberries are exported to over 25 markets on four continents.
Sure. Jan, would you go along with that? There's a kind of a tradition there, a grounding, a history, plus the advancement, adding values. Do you see it the same way?
Yes, correct. I think I can tell you about apples, of course. We are the third largest producer of apples, of course, yes, after, following China and US. So speaking about numbers, we are number one producing in Europe. So, you know, we have a quite huge land, so we have to, you know, maintain and develop this this field, and we do it more and more professional nowadays. Like Dominika said, we also follow new markets from Asia to Latin America. Because we are in the central, we consider a central Europe, we've been supplying, you know, east. Nowadays we go abroad more further, so we are quite innovative to sell our apples to many countries, and that's why we also have to follow the needs to bring new varieties, which is like Royal Galas or Red Delicious. This we had to change in the past, and now we continue to be present worldwide, not only in Europe. Of course, Europe is our main market. We consider to be one of the biggest suppliers also of apples for fresh market, but also for industry. They depend also on our crop heavily, so they cannot avoid it. And they, I guess, won't do that in the future. Of course, we cannot say who will be the leader, but in terms of volume, we continue to grow. So I think that's our advantages on the market.
Okay. You're talking about some things there, like varietal development, for example, the kind of things that are going to help you carry on growing. What else do your companies do to ensure that kind of you get that sustainable growth over the next few years, the next decade? What are the other kind of targeted investments that you make to ensure growth?
Personally, I believe in marketing, which Poland didn't invest much in that sense. I think Italy did the work many years ago, and now we try to follow that. They have apples from Sol Tirol, so we have also our own region where we grow, and now we have to build it up a little bit marketing on that. That's one of the key. AI is also leading the way in many ways, yes, so we also have to focus on that. That's the future. We will implement that in our production, in quality control, with logistic. So that will come also to our sector as well, and it's coming already. So I think that's the future for us.
Okay, what about from a berry perspective?
Of course, technology is absolutely key, and we've been doing quite a lot of investment in this area, including sorting, production technology in the field, new ways of planting. But we have also diversified our product structure with strawberries, raspberries and blackberries, for example, in addition to our traditional blueberries, which we still produce the most of. And that's one way, you could say, of dealing with the climate change challenge. So being more flexible, having more covered production, for example, that's strictly from a farming point of view. But if you do not have the fruit to sell, there's nothing to market.
Sure.
Marketing is also quite important to us and has always been. But another thing we believe in, and I think it's increasing our resilience to the change that is happening in the market, and there's a lot of change in the berry market right now, is cooperation.
Okay.
We cooperate with other farmers to test new varieties, so we get a better view of what is available, how they are performing in different areas. And especially with regard to technology, we also cooperate with different entities from the berry sector and beyond, meaning scientists, for example. And we created the Horticulture of the Future cluster in Poland to address that challenge, to address the challenge of implementing new technology in the best possible way to the benefit of the farmer, first and foremost, because I'm a farmer, so that's my first concern, for the benefit, obviously, of the market as a whole and of the consumer.
Okay, so collaboration, very important going forward as well.
Yeah.
And collaboration is important when it comes to facing up to challenges, of which we all face, you know, across the supply chain. What are some of those, like, major challenges that you face when it comes to exporting fresh fruit? You know, what are the biggest obstacles that you're facing up to for a country like Poland?
I think we've touched a bit on that already. Definitely, one of the biggest ones is the necessity to have quality of fruit, which is, I won't say highest, because everyone, it's easy to say highest quality. Quality of fruit which allows you to be competitive in the international market. And for many berries, this means having new varieties, like we already said. So testing them, implementing them, planting them, talking to breeders all the time on what we need. So this vertical integration of the sector is very important in that, because on the one hand, you have your clients who are telling you what parameters your fruit should meet, but you need to be in contact with the people actually creating the varieties as well. Climate change that I also talked about, it has been touching the Polish sector very heavily in recent years.
I have to say also labor is the main.
That was going to be my third point. For
Yes, these days it's hard to compete on the market. The salaries are rising. There is lack of workers for picking, for harvesting, for, you know, work in a warehouse, so it's quite difficult. Not only in Poland, I guess. We observe that all over. And the world is growing, but there is no people to work, you know. So,
but that in fact brings us back to technology, because we know we must automate. There is no way around it. And in many berries, speaking for berries, because that's what I probably know most about, is going to be a huge challenge. This technology isn't there yet. I believe there are some trials being made, but still a long way to go till we can pick fruit for the fresh market. I won't say mechanically, because it needs to be a lot more sophisticated than that. And also, you know, the big question, how it's going to change the market once we do have that possibility.
And just on the challenges, I imagine for apples as well, geopolitical things in terms of the markets that are open to you or not open to you also affects you.
Yes, but as I said in the beginning, I think we managed to change because we are flexible, you know, and I think Polish people are quite flexible to follow the new trends, new markets. So we have to find a way to supply apples other markets. And actually we are now, I think since 4 years, we are in Latin America now with Polish apples, which we never been before. So, you know, we supply Africa, Asia, and we go now to Latin America. Who knows when we end up, you know, maybe in the North Pole or something like that, you know, so it can be as well. Yes, as I said, we are in Central, but we have so much to offer of apples. And I think we also have to remember that the world is not always rich enough to pay high prices, high value products. We also market where we can distribute lower costs fruit, and that's what we have as well. So we have the market for all kind of clients.
Okay. One last question for you. Looking ahead, and again, we've touched on this throughout the podcast, really, but what are the kind of the key trends that you see affecting you over the next few years? If you could pick out one key trend that you could see developing, what would it be that's going to affect you, starting with for apples?
Yeah, hard question, yes. I think innovation, it's things we have to follow. I mentioned AI, which we consider to be coming to this sector. You know, our sector is quite traditional. Of course, we follow the trends. But in general, we will not avoid that. That will come. That is already coming. We see that. So I think that's the future.
Okay.
Well, you talked about technology, so I want to talk about the market more. I think a trend that will shape the berry industry in the coming years is that there will be a divergence of two categories, premium and standard. So whoever can have premium fruit for a reasonable price, and I'm hoping that there will be a difference, a significant difference in the price, making it worth it. And I think there will be actually two categories. We can't call them premium now in the European Union from the start of the year, as we know, but I think there are other ways of showing the final customer what we mean by it and how we can make quality consistent, repetitive, for people to come back for more berries, which I think is what we want.
Absolutely. Well, that's just about all we've got time for. So thank you very much to Jan and to Dominika.
Thank you, Brian.
You've been listening to Fruitcast, which is the official Fruit Logistica podcast brought to you by FruitNet. For more great episodes, and there's plenty, do subscribe to Fruitcast in your favourite podcast player. And don't forget fruitlogistica.com for more information about the world's leading fresh produce trade show. Goodbye.